Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Now, let's see where we are. Oh, where we are is Anton Savage time.
Hi, Dave.
Anton, go for it.
All right, we got a couple of very interesting ones this week and one or two weird ones. We'll start with the weird ones. A man who has been, he's being sought by Virginia police because for what we think is the second year in a row, he has spent...
That's in County Cavan.
No, the other Virginia. Sorry. He has spent a night wearing an old cathode tube TV on his head. So the old big square TVs, he's pulled the guts out of it, put it on his head and put on a boiler suit. And through the night, he has driven around this town in Virginia, placing old cathode ray TVs on people's porches. 50 of them. Now, I don't know if you've ever...
That's the kind of thing King Gizzard would do.
No, I can't believe that. That's your earliest nod to King Gizzard we've ever had. If you've ever carried one of those TVs, they're properly
heavy.
That's
right, those huge old ones with the big backs on them.
Exactly.
And the weight is distributed wrongly. They're in the...
As soon as you pick them up, they go on their face.
Yeah, lopsided.
50 of them. And there's CCTV footage of him striding up to people's porches, looking at their CCTV cameras with his sort of max headroom TV.
Oh, hold on, so there's 49 really, because one of them's on his head.
No, 50 plus the one on his head.
Okay.
So he puts them on and then leaves, and the cops have had to go around and gather up the TVs, and this is the second year that it has happened. They don't know who he is, they don't know what the purpose of it is, and this entire town now has to go and disperse. And when you watch the cops collecting,
I wonder, is it John Kenny? John Kenny is one half of the Unbelievables, right? And when we used to put on gigs like Lark in the Park and all that kind of thing, down in Black Rock Park, there's a big lake and the bands would play there. Stay with me for a second. Okay. In the early days of 2FM, and John used to come on and be a comedian. do funny stuff. And one of the big things he did was put a big cardboard box on his head, pretend he was on the telly and playing guitar at the same time, and then he fell into the lake.
was the falling into the lake the denouement of the act?
Absolutely, it was the denouement. Well, indeed, yes.
Yeah.
Exit pursued by a bear stuff. Anyway, go on.
In more serious news, Japanese scientists have now developed a technique where it looks like it will be possible for people using IVF to select the gender of their children.
Huh? Stop looking at me as though is that not a happening thing?
Well, apparently not. Not according to this. Apparently there's huge ethical concerns about it. And
oh yeah, I'd say there is. But like, a happening possibility, I should say.
Well, it's not a
thing in the paper yesterday. Did you not read your papers?
No!
Wayne Rooney's wife, Colleen Rooney, she's gone to Mexico and spent $8,000 just to check all that scene out because she wants a girl and she's got four blokes.
But she's just doing analysis rather than selection.
It's a means to an end of, like,
yeah,
yes,
I guess.
That's the next step.
Wow. Well, in this instance, it looks like they're going to be able to change the chromosomes. And the way that in theory, where it'll be very useful is cattle. Because if you want dairy production, you want a female cow, is my understanding. Right. And if you want meat production, you want a male cow, because apparently they put on weight faster than the women.
Sorry, where did you say this happened? China or Japan?
Japan.
Japan, right, okay. It's China with the one kid thingamybob that they've made a big mistake on.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to make everybody have loads of kids now.
Really?
Yeah, in the last year, they've changed. In fact, it was like, you can have two now, and the last year you can have 10.
That's quite the turnaround.
Yeah, because everybody's over 65.
I remember they had a problem with that in Singapore as well, that they felt that the people weren't sufficiently amorous, that it wasn't that there was a rule limiting the amount of children, but Ireland and Singapore have comparable sort of recent histories and
not really.
I will do a bit.
I don't know.
Singapore went
I don't
from
know
sort of swamp to global economy in about 100 years, and it's a very open economy, and it has
the
same kind of...
Are you trying to tell me that Ireland is now a big global economy?
Well, we're not bad. We have the LinkedIns, the Googles, and yada yada. We tend to compete with Singapore for these kind of things. But one of the things that we have is we still breed like rabbits, which is handy, and it gives us a nice growth curve economically in terms of our demographics. The Singaporeans, meh, not so much. So one of the things they've been trying to do is get their people more amorous.
Right, okay, very good.
Speaking of which, Tanzania.
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 Or Tanzania, as some people call it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wrongly.
They did.
They have a major problem in their capital city, which, as you know, is Dar es Salaam, with amorous married men exploiting women. So what they want to do is they want to create a state-maintained register of married men, so that when you get married, if, unlike in your case, if it's not on the front of the Sunday Independent and you still need a way that it's publicly recorded, they record you as a married man. Some girl then that you meet in a bar checks on her mobile phone, puts in your name, and you come up as married, and she knows to avoid you.
Right, they don't check the finger for the ring. That's
apparently it's cheat. That they're able to slide them off when they go dating. And the officials in question have said that what is happening is that married men are, and this is their description, not mine, preying on single women by giving them to believe that they will wed them, then having their wicked way with them, and then not following through on the marriage because they're already
so
married.
So it's a thing.
It's apparently a huge thing.
Right.
They have I actually did a couple of weeks of work sort of pro bono out in Tanzania a long time ago, and there's similar issues around the around the entire country. In northern Tanzania, in Mwanza, one of the big problems they have is people preying on university students for the same thing, convincing them that there's a relationship.
Blokes on female university students. Right, okay. All right, well, that's the end of that then.
The very interesting one, at least I think it's a very interesting one. You know why there's this thing apparently called global warming that's going to be a problem? Climate change?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And one of the things it's doing is melting ice caps and glaciers and yada yada and so forth. So Kilimanjaro, going back to Tanzania, is nude up top, whereas it used to have a glacier up there.
Is that where Kilimanjaro is?
I believe so. I think it may be adjacent to Tanzania as opposed to actually in it. Anyway, one of the interesting things that is happening as a function of this is a Cold War nuclear base in Greenland is moving and has moved about 60 miles over the past 50 years and eventually is going to become an environmental problem because it's going to fall into the sea.
And what was it, a research station or something?
This is what I think is really interesting. It was part of a project called, I think it was Project Ice Fist was what they described it, which it's a novel term. But they created Camp Century in Greenland. And what they said to Denmark, the Americans, what they said to Denmark, who control Greenland, what they said to them was, look, this is for scientific research and exploration and all the rest of it. Meanwhile, they ship the world's first portable nuclear reactor up to Greenland and they dig 3,000 metres of tunnels under the ice shelf.
Wait a minute, is the thing itself underground?
All underground.
Under ice,
above ground, under ice.
Okay.
So they build a little sort of theatre. There's a restaurant. There's dining areas. There's rooms. There's tunnels. The whole thing.
And they've just abandoned it.
Well, what they were doing was they had nuclear warheads in there, and because they were under the ice shelf, they could move them around. So even if the Russians worked out that they were under the ice, they'd have no way to know where they were, and they could use them as a way to fire nuclear weapons into Russia from the Greenland ice. In about the 60s, they began to realise, oh, hang on a minute, lads, this stuff is moving more than we thought. Because the interesting thing about glaciers and ice shelves is that they're not static. They're not a big solid thing. They're actually...
Are they moving and melting?
Yeah, they're called viscoelastic, I think is the term.
So these things will be exposed at some stage?
Well, they abandon it, and eventually it's going to now, obviously as it melts, reach the edge of the ice shelf and melt into the sea. The problem is they left all the poo there.
Did they leave all the nuclear warheady things there?
They say they've taken all the nuclear material out of it, but, you know, the US Army has lied to the world before. But there's a lot of poo. There's 20,000 litres of poo that they've just left because it was frozen. So you thought, nah, somebody has a problem. We don't have to deal with this. So there's all of this human waste and there's all of the chemical waste that they would have used in the processes and reactors and all the rest of it. And who knows what else. And eventually, it's going to fall into the sea.
So they shut it down confident that it would be buried under the ice cap.
That's what they thought.
And hold on a second now. Where did you say Greenland?
Greenland.
Have you seen the news yesterday?
What's that?
Trump wants to buy Greenland. Seriously. That is not a joke. Check it out. He's been checking it out. He said, look, he said it at some big dinner he was at. He said, listen, you know, do you think we could buy Greenland? Yeah, seriously.
Well, this may be why. Maybe he wants the rest of Camp Century back.
Denmark or something.
It is an autonomous protectorate of Denmark. I think it's like a sort of in the Commonwealth of Denmark, but ultimately the sovereignty
is Denmark.
Because
they bought the West Indies big part of that during the Second World War, America. So it's doable. They changed it to the Virgin Islands.
Do you know a thing that America still claims in its laws?
No.
You'll like this. America claims any island covered in bird crap
is theirs.
Yep, any island in the world sufficiently covered in bird crap is an American island. That's a law in America.
What are you talking about? Really?
Bird crap.
But human poo, we don't know.
Human poo isn't as useful.
Right, okay.
Well, human urine used to be useful. One of the biggest exports in Newcastle used to be wee. Second only to, I think, coal, because it was used for the fixing of dyes in linen. So it was a major export was human pee.
If you get stung by a jellyfish.
Exactly. But human poo isn't that useful. But bird poo is either, is it nitrates or saltpeter or something?
I don't know.
There's a chemical substance in bird poo, right, which is really useful in making gunpowder.
Right.
So when gunpowder was rare and the Americans were into fighting the British, right, they claimed any bird poo covered island.
Right, okay. All right, this is going weird. Okay, move
the
on.
Russians have banned graffiti.
The Russians have banned graffiti.
Well, actually, I tell a lie. The Russians have taken state control over graffiti. Finally. Putting some order on those graffiti lads. What they have done is, in Moscow, graffiti is now only allowed to deal with a list including science, sport, art, historical events, and, I quote, depictions popularising outstanding personalities.
So you can't say Kilroy was here because it's none of those.
Exactly. But right. Paddy Bonner taking a dive in Euro 90 in Colester Dart Station, or Donomead, whichever one it was, that would be exactly the kind of thing the Russians are into.
Okay.
So, the things that you're not allowed to touch: pornography, swear words, depictions of tobacco, explosives and drugs, and anything encouraging violence or cruelty. Remind me, I have drugs and alligators to come. You're also not allowed to insult people on the basis of their religion, nationality, or even profession. And they think this is to protect the politicians. And if this has tempted you, Dave, and you think, I am going to go to Moscow and do me some graffiti, the way that it works is that you have to file a request to do graffiti with the city authorities, with the housing department. They then confer on the details of your graffiti with six other local authorities, and you then get permission to do your graffiti between April 1st and November 1st.
On a wall designated by them.
Oh yeah, well, you're going to, obviously, that'll be on your application. You'll say which wall you want to do, and they'll decide if it's okay.
Right,
crack a bunch of lads, the Russians.
That's pretty weird, all right, yeah.
So, I promised you more to do with drugs and alligators.
Drugs and alligators,
And alligators. This should be in Florida. Unfortunately, it's not. It's in Tennessee. The Tennessee police have issued a warning that you shouldn't flush your crystal methamphetamine down the toilet because they are afraid of creating meth gators.
Oh yeah, isn't that a big thing? Well, one of the big lines in E.T., alligators in the sewers. It's a big thing, isn't it?
It is one of these urban myths that has continued for many years. I don't think anybody has any real evidence of there ever having been alligators in the sewers, but up north there was a belief in New York that there was giant alligators living in their sewers.
Yeah.
However, in Tennessee, where the sewers empty into some of the river systems, there is gators at the end of them rivers.
Well, why would you be buying meth and then throwing it down the loo? I mean, like, the only time you do that is like a Cheech and Chong thing when the cops are at the door.
Exactly.
But that doesn't happen often.
Well,
does it?
You've clearly not been to Tennessee recently. Well, the way this got reported was that...
Dave's not here, man. Sorry, go on.
The way this got reported was that the police were warning people against environmentally harmful actions by poisoning alligators in the rivers using crystal meth. When you go back to the source of what the police actually said, they're surprisingly funny for a police department. They said, don't flush your meth down the toilet because it can harm the gators and create meth gators. Instead, give us a call and we'll come by and dispose of it.
There's
for you.
There's a big thing about that kind of thing. Like, aren't they much bigger, those places in America where guys go down and work 9 to 5 and clock in for, like, you know, 40 years and in
meth
the sewers.
Labs or sewers? No, what am I talking about?
Like, they're big kind of... I'm not saying that people are living down there in the cities. Okay, forget it.
There was a very interesting book about the people who live in the tunnels in New York. Homeless people who live in the old subway tunnels.
What was that clown movie? Was it It? No, I don't know. The one the clown lives in.
Oh, yeah,
there,
that was
he?
The It lived in.
It lives in the sewers.
Are you familiar with Fatbergs? Have you seen Fatbergs?
Oh, stop.
Something else, isn't it?
God. Yeah. Big cities are always going to get them.
Where were we? Karaoke.
Karaoke.
Have you ever done karaoke?
I have.
Have you?
I did. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I can't imagine somebody managing to get you to do karaoke.
Yeah, I did something once or twice.
What'd you sing?
Yeah.
Sex Pistols?
Oh, I can't remember. Whatever comes up, you just pretend.
Well, it's lucky that you didn't overcommit. A man in China was taken to hospital with a collapsed lung after a marathon karaoke session.
Just saying, he's probably like a few whiskeys as well.
I don't think whiskey directly collapses your lung, he said that he had belted out 10 high-pitched karaoke tunes in a row and suffered what I think is technically called a spontaneous pneumothorax.
Spontaneous what?
Pneumothorax.
All right, okay, fair enough.
It's another one of those pointlessly fancy medical terms for collapsed lung.
Collapsed lung, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, apparently you have to be very careful if you're old, male, tall and skinny. They are some of the likely indicative factors that you're going to have a collapsed lung. So if you're an older, skinny, tall guy, be very careful about karaoke marathons.
Right, okay, I will.
Booze in jail?
Booze in jail.
Booze and jail. Do you want jail? Do you want booze?
Booze and jail.
It's like training day. Do you
both.
Want to go to jail? Do you
want
to go home?
If it's Florida, I want both.
Well, unfortunately, it's neither. We go to Chernobyl for the booze. A scientist...
Oh, yes. They're selling gin. No, vodka, obviously, Russia. Yeah.
Bang goes my punchline. I was going to build up to that. Like,
sorry.
Do it as a big reveal at the end.
No, yes.
They are.
I saw some because there was a thing on TV about it. It's like one of the news things. Yes, bizarre. And people getting the photograph taken and swinging the stuff back and etc.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little less known than that.
Well, it probably is.
I'll commit nonetheless. Yeah. So a team of scientists, Dave.
Yes, go on. Yeah. Just forget that happened.
Have started to make a vodka using grain grown inside the Chernobyl exclusion zone and water, I was going to say farmed, extracted from within the exclusion zone.
So water from within the exclusion zone, and they grew grain within the exclusion zone.
Yeah.
And do they have a deep meter thing telling you, whoops?
They do. Not only do they have a deep meter, but they sent us to, I think, Oxford University, where they have a very big stationary deep meter, and it checked, and there was no DDD, so it's good to drink. Apparently distillation knocks out a lot of the impurities, including any latent radioactivity.
Yeah, but what if they didn't distill it properly?
Yeah, I wouldn't be racing.
Yeah.
You know,
there's plenty of others out there.
Yeah.
Okay, I suppose it's a conversation piece for a lot of people. You won't believe what I have here. Chernobyl vodka.
So do you remember, there was some...
A good way to get people to go home. Okay, I don't want another drink.
There was a rum that used to be sold with a little steel mesh across the top in case it went on fire because the vapours were so flammable.
Really?
And it was the same kind of thing. Like, you could only really use it as a floor cleaner, but you had one to go, look at this.
Right.
It has a mesh. So to jail.
Yeah.
The Dorchester Jail in New Brunswick in Canada, which is quite close to Greenland, Dave.
Oh, Greenland.
Stay with us. There's a theme emerging.
All right, okay.
The Dorchester Jail in New Brunswick in Canada is reopened as an Airbnb.
Aren't there weird places you can stay all around the world? And
that's not bad.
Why was it closed? Is that the point?
Well, this I'm slightly confused by. The fire marshal in New Brunswick declared it unsafe for human habitation. Now, I would have thought if it was a jail, surely its only purpose is human habitation.
So it's reopened because they've upgraded it or something?
Exactly. They've put in appropriate fire doors and all the rest of it, but they have apparently restored it tastefully. So they haven't pimped out the cells. It's still a cell. Now, the mattresses are slightly better so you can have a nice night's sleep. But if you are going to Dorchester in New Brunswick in Canada and you're thinking, where would be a nice place to stay? You can stay in the Dorchester Jail.
And it's Airbnb. Are there a bunch of cells?
There are a couple of cells.
So like at 11 o'clock at night, the doors all close at the same time.
I don't know if they lock you in. I assume, given that the fire marshal has already raised concerns about it, they probably don't lock you in your room. But the bars are still there. There are leg irons on the floor. There's shackles. There's an isolation room which you can go and visit.
And no doubt haunted by the ghost of somebody who is...
One assumes there's going to be a little bit of that. So if you are stuck, when you finally make the trip to Greenland and you're looking for your jumping off point and you're sitting in New Brunswick and you're looking for somewhere to stay...
The connection.
I have the
fantastic.
Answer.
Is that your summing up? Because at the end...
And scene.
Yeah, right, exactly. Get that bear back. is that it, yeah?
That's it. That's all I got, Dave.
Fantastic.
Look, it came full circle. There was a narrative arc.
I'm very impressed, Anton. Now get out.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Fanning. Weekend.